again, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Sunday, August 10th, as the Bucs begin their final week of training camp. First-year wide receiver Tommy Streeter came into this camp as something of an unknown commodity, but he's raised his profile considerably with what head coach Lovie Smith has called a very good performance here on the practice field. Of course, for young players like Streeter, who are trying to make the 53-man roster, their performances in the preseason games are even more important. Fortunately, Streeter helped himself there as well, catching the Bucs' only touchdown pass on Friday night in a 16-10 loss to the Jaguars. We talked to Streeter about how he felt about his first game as a Buccaneer.
It was one of those mesh-type plays. You know, we were getting a lot of crossing routes underneath. They were in zone coverage. You know, Mike did a great job finding me. I tried to sit down in the hole because that's what the defense gave us. And, you know, Mike had time. Offensive line did a great job protecting up front. And, you know, I was able to make a play for the team. I've been trying to work on the small things, pad level, you know, just consistency, route running, catching with my hands, and, you know, just trying to learn from guys like Vincent Jackson, take coaching, and just try to be the best player I could be. You know, coaches do a great job as far as, you know, moving guys around, getting different looks, mismatches on linebackers, you know, different defenders. I would say I'm probably comfortable everywhere. You know, being a wide receiver, you got to be versatile, you know. If they throw me a screen, I got to be able to do something with it. So, you know, just trying to be diverse in my game and not be one-dimensional. You know, being at the University of Miami, I was always considered like the deep ball guy, red zone guy. But, you know, once you become a professional athlete and on this stage, you have to, you know, diversify your game and be able to do multiple things. So that's something I've been, you know, working on more so intermediate route running and, you know, being able to, you know, have the ability to, you know, run a reverse or catch a screen. So, you know, just got to be diverse.
Of course, the Buccaneers offense had difficulty finding a groove in Jacksonville on Friday, but a couple of the receivers had nice nights, including Streeter, of course, and Lewis Murphy, and even rookie wide receiver Robert Horan made a nice catch of a difficult pass. Of course, they'll all be looking to do more when the Buccaneers play their home opener against Miami on Saturday night. And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider, but the Bucs will be back out here on the practice field on Monday starting at 4:30.